Hi, if you're listening to this, then I've finally posted what I wrote and recorded at 28 weeks pregnant because my name is Chana Zahav and Baruch Hashem, I'm currently, right now, not when you're listening to this, but for me, more than 5 weeks pregnant for the first time in 15 years. And if you're listening to this, then hopefully it means I've given birth to a healthy baby. But either way, I'm so grateful to Hashem for just this pregnancy. I promised Hashem during my pregnancy that I would spread the miracle, and it was very, very important to me that I be able to do that for both pregnancy and birth separately, because just this pregnancy has been such an incredible miracle and bracha, and I'm grateful just for this. So in line with recognizing Hashem in difficulties, I wanted to have a chance to thank Hashem for every single second of pregnancy while I'm still pregnant and don't have an actual child in my arms to thank Hashem for yet. I'm giving this share to publicly thank Hashem for every difficulty I've gone through and for the miracles we have experienced this past year. Last year was literally the hardest year of our infertility journey, and that is saying something. After years of doing lots of failed treatments, both natural and physical, and only having 4 pregnancies in 15 years that each ended in under 5 weeks and never with a positive blood pregnancy test, my most recent major infertility push, basically a marathon, started 2.5 years ago when I spent 10 months losing 95 pounds naturally in a major effort to do all I could to have children. Then we spent several months doing various natural treatments. Then we spent the entire past year running around trying to be able to do yet another fresh IVF cycle, but this time with a new private doctor in Tel Aviv who's considered the best IVF doctor in Israel despite his older age, as he literally pioneered IVF in this country. It meant doing a frozen cycle that we basically knew would fail, which did fail, probably because of poor embryo quality, which was very, very difficult physically, hormonally, and emotionally, because our health insurance would not cover any part of a new IVF cycle if you still have frozen embryos elsewhere. But Baruch Hashem, by the way, that they cover anything at all. It meant getting up in the morning after the failure, and instead of being sad about it or paralyzed by lack of hope as has happened in the past at such times, instead, it meant immediately jumping into action and doing whatever we had to continue quickly with our next gestatlus. It meant doing and redoing test after test after test and running around between Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, trying to get them as a prerequisite first for the frozen IVF cycle and then for this new doctor to even agree to see us. And sometimes one test meant 2 more were needed, and it felt unending. Each test and appointment was a roller coaster in itself and involved the stress physically and emotionally of having to push to get it done quickly, when usually for many, it takes 2 to 3 weeks, maybe 2 to 3 months to get to do each test. And then there's the discomfort or pain of doing the test and praying with everything in us that the results were good. All included, we literally were directly trying from July to March to get to do this cycle with this top private doctor who was both expensive and hard to get into. But even so, that amount of time is not normal for anyone. Then, finally, amazingly, we were finally cleared to start a cycle with this doctor in March, when we've been trying since July. And then I got the flu. But I started the cycle anyway, because no way were we going to push it off. I pumped myself up with asthma medicine, and I got up super early in the morning to go do a very painful procedure that involved heavy-duty pain medicine to start the cycle in Tel Aviv. And I did it even though I was literally falling over sick. And then I got pneumonia. I pushed off going to the emergency clinic by an hour when I had an insanely high fever, we think close to 105, and it hurt to breathe just to do my first shot of the cycle, which had to be at a specific hour because we were determined not to lose this chance after so long. At 37 and a half years old, after 15 years of no success, and with my specific fertility profile, I was being told by Askanim and doctors alike that I was running out of time. And each month was gold, and I knew it. We davened, and I took off days from work and focused completely on healing. And Baruch Hashem, we were so relieved when I was given a clean bill of health and would be allowed to continue the cycle. The cycle wasn't going amazingly, but it was okay, and we thought I would be getting the operation part on the Sunday after Pesach. Then, on Thursday, Erev Shvi Shel Pesach, I left my house to go to Tel Aviv for monitoring at 4:30 in the morning after having worked until 1 in the morning the night before, as I also did Erev Pesach and the Monday of Pesach, and I didn't get back to Jerusalem until 12:30 in the afternoon. When I got back, literally I got off the bus, I was walking home. I got a call from the doctor. Now, this doctor does not call. He's such a big doctor, you literally have to talk to secretaries to talk to his nurses. So when he called, I was immediately on edge, and rightfully so. He said to me, "Giveret Zahav, we have a problem. Because of how your body's responded, we either need to do this procedure on Shabbos, which anyway wouldn't be the best, but it would at least salvage the cycle, or we need to cancel it." Getting off the phone, we went into a tailspin, trying to figure out what we would do. We called Rabbanim and fertility organizations and hotels and all kinds of people to try and figure out what would we be doing in just a few short hours when we'd been planning to go out for meals and the only hotel near the hospital was not kosher. So aside from a little food we had no idea what we would eat for 2.5 days, never mind how we would pack and get back to Tel Aviv so quickly in the next few hours. There was a back and forth, and finally, the psak came that we should keep Shabbos and cancel the cycle. I was upset, but I also felt like, okay, this is from Hashem. We're getting a chance to actively choose Shabbos. I kept saying, "Hashem, please be my doctor since we're choosing Shabbos. And choosing you, please help us." The doctor had said we had more chances than normal of getting pregnant that month anyway because of the drugs, even though, by the way, I'd been on these drugs tons of times before, but whatever. But because of the drugs I had taken, even without the full procedure. So I kept thinking, okay, Hashem, obviously, if you're doing this, I do not need this operation. So please, you be my doctor and let a miracle happen this month. I was so convinced it would work because we had chosen Shabbos. And then I had some odd symptoms at the end of the 2 weeks waiting that seemed to indicate pregnancy, as they were different than anything I ever experienced. And I was so, so convinced I was pregnant that when the test came back negative, I was devastated. But I picked myself up again, just as I had the day after our failed frozen cycle, and said, okay, I need to keep moving and doing a shtatlus. I ignored the emotional and physical effects of the failed cycle that in the past had been debilitating each time, and just kept moving because I saw no other choice. We had already submitted our next IVF protocol for approval a week before so that we'd be able to start as soon as humanly possible, and it takes a few weeks to get approval. And we found a way to get the medicines we needed from a gemach until the final approval came through. And again, we did all we could to make this next cycle happen immediately. I went for my first ultrasound and blood test to get cleared to go forward, and they found huge cysts on my ovaries, and that my blood test results indicated that my body literally didn't know what part of my cycle I was in because it was so messed up from the hormones of the past 2 cycles and the past 9 months or 10 months. This explained why I still had not lost back any weight from the last cycle as well, since my body simply was not functioning properly. I was told I would need to wait 1 to 6 months to do my next cycle, and that Bezrat Hashem, the cyst would disappear, and hopefully I wouldn't need surgery or other intervention. I was crushed. I cannot express to you how completely in despair I was. So imagine your own rock bottom, like the bottom of the bottom of where you could possibly be emotionally. I was like 100 stories below that. There were the hormones, which were still in my system, my body feeling and being completely out of whack, wanting children so badly, I can't even explain it, and not even being able to really try for 10 months while everyone was telling me I'm running out of time, and then being told to stop completely, and on top of 14 other years of major struggles and having struggled to lose 95 pounds in 10 months the year before. The marathon that I ran for literally 2 years to lose weight and try to have children suddenly halted. I could not do anything but feel, and I felt horrible. I literally gave up. I gave up on children, and I felt completely lost emotionally and physically on every level. I was never that down in all of my years of infertility. But I had been trying so, so hard, and it felt like I had run a marathon for 2 years only to hit a brick wall and fall down. So funny. I remember every share about a miracle salvation from a difficulty. People always say they hit rock bottom and they gave up, blah, blah, blah. And many, many times before this, I thought I was there. I'm like, yeah, yeah, this was like for sure the bottom. But in retrospect, this was absolutely, without question, my lowest point. I was never that down in almost 15 years. Baruch Hashem, through Chesed and Chasdei Hashem, we were given the bracha to go to Tzfat twice for Shabbos after that and to go to Meiron for Lag BaOmer. And after those trips, I felt re-energized spiritually and physically. And I have to say that looking back, I absolutely needed that time to be able to build myself up again emotionally and physically to be a kli for having children. And then, miraculously, the day after I got back from Tzfat for the second time, I found out I had my shortest cycle ever in our entire marriage and was able to start again right away. It felt like a sign that good things were happening. We went for monitoring, and I was given the okay to start. Baruch Hashem, the cysts were gone, and all was normal. Amazing. It felt like Hashem said, okay, you have to go to Tzfat and Meiron, and now that you're done, okay, let's get started. As the bracha, Hashem gave me one last shavuos of speaking and hosting and walking to the kosel and kever David for nates. I was careful to make sure our guests were not aware that I started fertility shots a few days before. But this time, I was grateful for every single shot, every single opportunity to even try because it had been taken away before. So even this was a huge bracha. Dayinu. Later that week, it looked like everything was going well. But I went for an ultrasound one morning that would have been routine, that should have been routine, because all the others before it were absolutely fine. But in this one, they suddenly found 29 millimeter cysts on my ovaries that seemed to have popped up overnight. Two of them. Now, what's crazy about that is even a mature follicle is 20 millimeters, but the size follicles I had at that point in the cycle were 9 millimeters at most, which means literally something appeared out of nowhere. This was not only bad for the cycle, which I knew they would cancel if the cysts were confirmed by the hospital, but also bad for my health, because anything that grows that big that quickly is not good. I called the time.org, shout out to them, they're the most amazing people ever, and they told me to push the doctor to get me retested in Tel Aviv at the hospital the next day, just in case, as the hospital has more experience with these issues and we could get more specific information and confirmation. When I spoke to my friend, who's also married 15 years without children, she said she's never seen in all of her years of doing this test at this location any large discrepancy between the health fund and the hospital, but it's always worth it to check. But I came home and told my husband, we aren't even going to think this is a real thing. We're all going to daven, and I'm going to go get retested tomorrow, and it's going to be okay, because it had to be okay. Inside, I was very, very, very nervous, but I just decided we were not going to give up until we saw what the hospital test said. We called and emailed friends, but did not tell them that they were davening for literally a miracle, as cysts are cysts, and at that big, there is no such thing as an ultrasound mistake. One of my friends mentioned that Rav Chaim Kanievsky was in Beit Vegan that day, and her son was about to go out to hear him speak. I quickly said, wait, can he bring our names to get a bracha? In my head, I was thinking it was really a long shot to get our names in to the Gadol Hador. I know how hard it is to get into him lately, and even in emergency situations, such as when my sister's husband was very, very ill in the hospital, it took a lot of different efforts, and definitely not just one day, to get names for davening to him. One of my rabbitsons, whose son-in-law always goes for brachas from Rav Kanievsky on the Chagim, was bodily forced out this past Pesach because there was no room to get to him at all, for instance. He's harder and harder to reach. Although we've had brachas from him and his daughter, Rabbitson Koledetsky, who also sent our names to him several times over the years. But my friend wrote our names down and what we needed and told him this is a big, big mitzvah for Aunt Hannah, and as this is her more troublemaking son, we actually both said as he left, if anyone could do it, then he would. He's not afraid of anything and very resourceful, and we needed to at least try. She called me a few hours later, very excited. Apparently, her son was the only one who got a bracha from the Rav that day. He saw the Rav leaving and managed to run around to cut him off and ended up standing right in front of him with his hand held out with a note. Harav, he said. Rav Chaim said, yes, please. My Ima said to please daven for this couple without children for almost 15 years. The Rav took the paper, looked at her name, and said one word, Beseder. And from that moment on, everything was Beseder. I couldn't believe it. The same day, within a few hours of knowing we needed a major davening, we got a bracha from the Gadol Hador. Because when Hashem wants things to happen, they do. I felt as if Hashem had given us a direct bracha because he had orchestrated it so beautifully. And he clearly wanted us to get that bracha at that time. Hashem was showing me directly how much he was with us in the moment, and it was overwhelmingly beautiful. I was like, okay, even this is enough. Dayinu, I'm grateful even for this. Baruch Hashem, even this, because I know whatever happens, it's on Hashem. Hashem is so with me and wants me to know it. I got up at 4:30 the next day, Friday morning, to go get retested in Tel Aviv. I was so nervous the whole time, and aside from sleeping, all I did was say Tehillim like crazy. I was shaking as I walked into the room, and I told the technician this was a retest, etc., and why. She looked and looked and looked and was like, I don't understand. I don't see any cysts. Nothing. It looks completely normal. You're fine. She looked super hard, and she saw absolutely nothing. So just to explain to you, cysts do not just disappear overnight, and 29-millimeter cysts and two of them on an ultrasound, that's not something any other technician could have imagined. This is no exaggeration. We experienced a complete open miracle. I left the hospital in tears of gratitude. I felt like I was walking in a bubble with Hashem, and I felt his love for me so, so much, I basically floated back to Jerusalem. This is enough, I thought. I want children so badly and to be healthy so badly, but this is enough. I had so much overwhelming, overflowing gratitude to Hashem that I cannot even explain it. The doctor said, okay, get retested Sunday. I went to Tel Aviv again at 4:30, and again, I was so nervous, I can't even tell you. And while all the other people in the waiting room were doing things on their phones, I was praying and praying to him. Once again, the technician looked and looked, and everything was fine. Absolutely normal. I couldn't believe it. Chaste Hashem. We had the operation a week later and with an okay amount of follicles, but not amazing. Before I went under, they said they would get a certain number of eggs based on the amount of follicles I had that the doctor thought he would retrieve, which was on the low end of okay. When I came out, they told me they found double that. The doctor said it was exactly the perfect amount to be good quality, but decent amounts. Hashem, through Rav Chaim, had said Beseder. During recovery from egg retrieval, it was my easiest ever recovery. And Baruch Hashem, I felt myself within 2 days, when sometimes it's taken me 2 weeks to recover. But Hashem, through Rav Chaim, had said Beseder. Then, when we got the call for how many embryos there were, again, it was the perfect amount. And even though this facility does not use embryos unless they are absolutely perfect, Baruch Hashem, we had a decent amount. Hashem, the Rav Chaim, had said Beseder. Then we went for them to place the embryos in me, and the lab announced these were type A quality embryos. Let me tell you, in 15 years of marriage and many IVF cycles and IUI cycles, we have never had the highest quality of embryos possible. But Hashem, the Rav Chaim, had said Beseder. During the 2 weeks wait, my friend called me and said to me, by the way, I'm having 40 people take challah for you this Shabbos. It was a Shabbos before I got the results. I had said nothing to her. That was not planned. By me, anyway. And had never happened before. She should be blessed. I'm sure it was a zechus, and it was very calming, at least to know so many people were praying during mitzvahs for us. Again, Hashem was with us the whole way, planning every detail and giving us every bracha and tefillah we needed, because bottom line, Hashem decided it was time. After 2 weeks, I went for my blood test, and on the way I had the following davening. I know I'm not worthy, Hashem, but I'm your daughter. Please save me just because I'm your daughter. Then, after the blood test, I immediately walked to the Kosel. I prayed at the Kosel, and on the entire walk back, I had the following conversation with Hashem, at times out loud. I don't buy it, Hashem. I don't buy that just because every other blood pregnancy test, every other time was negative, that this will be also. Today is our 15th anniversary of when we met. It's a day of celebration. I refuse to mourn today. We are close to 3 weeks. Well, I've spent almost 15 years in mourning. I refuse to believe that I need to mourn one more day. I don't buy that just because Mashiach didn't come yesterday or the day before that, he will not come today. I don't buy that we can't all be celebrating this Tisha B'Av. I see you anyway. I've loved you through everything you've thrown at me. I will love you anyway. You can't hide from me. So what is the point of not having this work? Whatever you throw at me, I will bleed at or see you and love you anyway. So why not send us children? And then I would flip to Dayenu davening. Dayenu that I'm allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. Dayenu that I have an amazing and supportive husband. Dayenu that I was able to do a full IVF cycle. Dayenu that I had a good amount of eggs and embryos. I am so grateful to you, Hashem. I don't even know what to say. And then I would flip back to I don't buy it. This went on and on my entire walk home. For the week before Shavuos and the week after, I kept noticing the time, 6:13. Either I would look randomly at the clock at that time, or I would wake up earlier than my alarm at that exact time. I kept telling my husband about it because it had never happened before, and it was very weird. At first, I thought it just meant like, okay, Shavuos, Torah. And then on June 13th, 2018, 613 mitzvahs, and 2018, the year of life, Chai, I received my first positive blood pregnancy test in nearly 15 years. I couldn't believe it. But I knew it would happen. I don't now explain that, but both are completely true. And it was not slightly positive. It was like crazy high numbers. Hashem, through Rav Chaim, and said Beseder. My first response surprised me, but it's important to write this for people going through infertility. Instead of calm, the positive test made me crazy anxious because I knew it needed to work. I knew I needed this baby to be 100% healthy, but I was also 100,000% calm inside. And I knew without the shadow of a doubt that I would be having this baby and the baby would be healthy. Both are true. I can't explain it. The next day, I went to the Kosel and cried and cried and thanked Hashem. I was just so, so grateful. And I kept saying, and I meant it, and I mean it now, Hashem, I'm so grateful that you even showed me it is possible for me to have a good, viable pregnancy. I'm so grateful. This is my first medical infertility cycle to get to this level. I'm so, so grateful that everything has gone well so far. I'm so grateful for this one day of being pregnant. On Friday 6:15, I got my HCG retest, and again, Baruch Hashem, the numbers had doubled. Perfect results. It was starting to get real, but I still had another one Sunday. I started to have random nausea, and every time I felt nauseous, I kept saying, Baruch Hashem. Then my husband would say, what? And I would say, I'm nauseous. And he would say jokingly, oh, yay. But I cannot tell you, after almost 15 years without children, what a huge bracha it is to feel the nausea of pregnancy. I went to the Kosel again and kept crying, thinking of all the people this would make so, so happy. My parents and my husband's parents who would now be grandparents or grandparents again. And so many people who love us so, so much. I was so grateful anticipating the huge Kiddush Hashem that Hashem was allowing me to be part of by Bezras Hashem giving us children after 15 years. But still, as a person who's gone through infertility, I did not let myself believe it was real. I kept saying, okay, this is part two of IVF. Now this needs to work. This is what I wrote before the third HCG blood test results, as we had to have it done four times to prove everything was okay. I'm waiting for my third HCG blood test results, and it is so crazy. I still don't really believe this at all. I'm not sure when I will, so I keep being insanely happy whenever I feel dizzy or nauseous because it means I'm still feeling something. And then I tell myself, no, it doesn't matter what I feel either way. Hashem will give this to me because he's my father. Nothing we feel or think in this world is an indicator of anything. So to pass the time, I want to say thank you for some things I haven't yet. First of all, it is such a huge bracha. Thank you, Hashem, that I spent 10 months losing weight a year ago because I went up an entire size literally overnight early on just in bloat. And Baruch Hashem, I didn't have to worry. I just took out old clothes. And also, the size right above mine, I have a bunch of stuff I like and miss. So seriously, amazing. Basically, I have almost everything I need for maternity clothes, probably going much, much bigger than I need even, Bezrat Hashem. Baruch Hashem, such a bracha. Next bracha, I'm feeling nauseous and dizzy and tired. But I read in a bunch of infertility blogs that women on progesterone supplements generally do not get serious morning sickness unless and until they go off of it. So basically, Baruch Hashem for infertility pregnancies. Yay. I hate throwing up more than anything in the world. I know, giving birth and all that, but I am telling you, somehow throwing up every day is a much scarier idea for me. Next, thank you. I really feel as if my whole life till now was not waiting. When I found out, I was like, you know, Hashem has given me everything I ever wanted badly, really. And until 2 years ago, I was not mamish ready for children. So, Baruch Hashem, I feel like, okay, I finished with a time period for focusing completely on guests, and now I'm ready to be a mother. It just feels like the next part of my life falling into place. So really, Hashem is just giving me more and more good at the right time. If we could trust Hashem that at each point in our lives, we really have all we need, I feel like our lives, definitely including mine, would be a lot different. I need to remember how cathartic this feels and how much the past 15 years do not feel like waiting, but just a different phase. We had a few guests Friday night, and I feel like I had nothing to give them, and I was okay with that. I feel so grateful that Hashem helped me lose weight. First, because I feel so much calmer and happier than I would have if I gotten pregnant in my old weight. Also, I feel grateful that Hashem let it be so hard with this doctor to get to this point, because otherwise people could say, okay, but he's an awesome doctor, so that's why it worked. But clearly, since we literally got pregnant on a cycle that we had a complete miracle and gigantic cysts disappeared overnight and it took forever to get there, nobody can mistake this as not from Hashem. This is what I wrote after those test results. Today was my third HCG test, and it did go up, but not as much as the last time. It's still within normal, but the doctor wants me to recheck to be sure it's progressing normally. It is so, so hard to stay calm. I always thought that a positive pregnancy test was enough, but I've had three so far, and they are still not 100% that is viable, even on the level that is checkable right now. I don't think it is possible for someone married almost 15 years without one positive HCG previous to this to not be in a constant state of freakout. The miracle is that mostly I've been calm and happy. I definitely have a pregnancy glow of happiness that I can't explain aside from internal feeling of calmness and that everything will be okay. At one point tonight, I got nausea for the first time all day and literally broke out into full-blown tears. I was so grateful to Hashem for a pregnancy sign. It is not logical to put any store by any symptoms at all, but it's a comfort when I feel unmistakable symptoms. I really, really, really want and need to stay pregnant. This is all I want. I realize that now. I'd be willing right now to go live in some random place and just spend all day raising children for Hashem. Because of that, I trust Hashem it will be okay. Because I know this is my job right now. Either way, the fact that I could have three positive pregnancy tests happen is absolutely a miracle, and I go back and forth between being so grateful for Hashem for getting us this far and being terrified, because now that I'm pregnant, this is all I want. I want to say, in an act of faith, that I've decided to publicize the news of this pregnancy, yes, even just this pregnancy, Bli Neder, for two reasons. One, to thank Hashem and create a Kiddush Hashem. Two, so that my child or children, Bezras Hashem, should be born healthily, have this as a testament that I love them so much that I was grateful for every single second of pregnancy. So in that vein, I am grateful for even the uncertainty of today, as I know that only from uncertainty and hiddenness comes huge miracles. I don't buy it, Hashem. I don't buy this is not our Yeshua. Nice try. A few days later, I wrote, I just keep saying I'm in Hashem's womb. Just like this Bezras Hashem child is in my womb, I am in Hashem's womb, and all I can do is trust. I'm not worthy at all, but just as I am giving a home to this baby, just because I love him or her, and they are Bezras Hashem, my child, I am asking Hashem to keep me in his womb and protect me through pregnancy. At least once a day I cry and tell Hashem I am so not worthy of this, but Bli Neder, I will try to be. I wrote this 5 days after that. I realized today that the more I feel this is real, the more I'm able to try to up my mitzvahs and up my Torah, because I know it's real and I want to feed my children spiritually. The same is true of believing Mashiach will come, just as I haven't had an ultrasound, so I haven't seen this baby yet. I know he's here, and Mashiach will be here. Hashem is there, even though we can't see him, and we have to trust that good will happen to us even though we can't see it, and up our mitzvah observance for something we cannot actually see. Mostly because in trusting that good will happen and Mashiach will come, and not despairing, we're able to be our best selves. It is only when we give up and when we don't see it as real enough that we don't act as we should and do what we should. I hope I can remember this. I wrote this at 7 weeks pregnant. Baruch Hashem, I am exactly 7 weeks pregnant today. Very nervous, as Sunday I'm having my first ultrasound and first looked at the baby or baby's heartbeat, God willing. But meanwhile, I have felt insanely, insanely nauseous for 2 hours. I go through phases, but this has been the worst so far. And I went online and read how people can't handle these symptoms, etc., etc. And I was like, no, but I can. And yes, I would do this a billion times over, Chas v'Shalom, to finally hold my baby or babies in my arms. Every time I feel sick, even though it's hard, I feel so, so incredibly grateful to Hashem for the reason I feel nauseous. I'm willing to go through whatever I need in order to finally hold my children. So Hashem, I want to say, no matter what you throw at me, I am so grateful for being 7 weeks pregnant. I am so, so grateful for being exhausted all day. I am so, so grateful that I feel so incredibly fat. It is insane. And I'm only 7 weeks, even though I hate feeling fat. I am so, so grateful that half the foods I love and are healthy for me make me feel sick to my stomach. I am so, so grateful. This is what bracha feels like. Bracha is not an easy thing, but bracha is a beautiful thing. And I am so, so grateful for the opportunity to even be 7 weeks pregnant that I cannot express it. Thank you, Hashem. It is not easy, but I am so, so grateful for it. I'm in your womb, Hashem. I'm trusting you to just give me whatever I need and keep me and the baby or baby safe. A week after that, in another amazing bit of Ashgacha, my 8-week ultrasound fell out on exactly 40 days past conception, which means that my first ultrasound documented that after almost 15 years of trying, no matter what comes next, I know on that exact day that Hashem had finally allowed me to be a vessel to bring a neshama down to this world. I have no words for that feeling, and I have no words to thank Hashem properly for that huge honor and bracha. Also, as much as I wanted both embryos to stick in the beginning, I'm happy to say I was so much calmer when I realized it was one, much less stressful for a first pregnancy, so Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, at my 12-week ultrasound, the baby was sucking its thumb, and I was like, wow, there's a real baby inside me. Those are the real pictures I have as the pictures accompanying this year. Real miracle pictures. I was still very nervous, but it finally started to be real. These are the pictures of a miracle that has already happened, even though the baby has not been born yet. Having life inside of me is such an incredible miracle. I cannot express it. At 15 weeks, because of IVF and the insane amounts of progesterone I had to be on that were 6 times the normal amount, even for IVF, and for 13 weeks at that, and because of bed rest and for some of those weeks, and the fact that I had to drastically cut my physical activity on top of food aversions that made me literally sick from the idea of eating vegetables, chicken, and nuts, which were 3 of my main foods before, we found out that I had gained an insane amount of weight and I was at risk for a lot of complications. But in amazing Ashkacha, because of my various healthy eating runs, including 10 months of weight loss, etc., I knew exactly what to do. And Baruch Hashem, between 15 and 28 weeks, I hardly gained any weight at all. And at my 25-week appointment, the doctor said he was not worried about me at all. And my sugar test came back, Baruch Hashem, completely normal, despite having a hugely elevated risk from PCOS, weight gain, and about 7 other risk factors for gestational diabetes. Thank you, Hashem, that you made me lose weight first and learn how to really eat healthily. Dayenu. Another ashkacha. I had severe eczema as a child and developed pregnancy eczema on my hands early in pregnancy. Because of the diet I had been on a few years ago for 9 months that resulted in the four early miscarriages, I knew I was allergic to nightshades. I immediately stopped eating any, and the eczema was still there, but significantly decreased. Everything I had been through had all been for a reason. Dayenu. I remember that when I was on that initial diet that predated when I lost weight, which is when I had the natural miscarriages, it was so hard for me to think of stopping eating certain foods that I literally went to the kosel and cried about it. But Baruch Hashem, that prepared me for the diet that worked and ultimately for being able to take control of my ashtalos for health and pregnancy, which Baruch Hashem was such a blessing. Dayenu. I wrote this after Simchas Torah. So we left the house assuming we were going to the kosel. I needed the exercise and also wanted to go to the kosel. We got as far as the traffic light before you go down to Jaffa Gate when suddenly I was having stomach cramps. I sat for a few minutes and was like, okay, we better turn back. I cannot make it into the old city and back tonight. Then we started walking back and I felt better. So I said, you know what? Maybe I can do it. We started again towards the kosel and again, stomach cramps. We turned around and again they disappeared. I was like, okay, Hashem clearly does not want me to go to the kosel tonight. Let's go to Or Sameach. Chivya ran ahead and got there just in time for Mariv, and I got there in time for Akafas. Along with other reasons I wrote about on my blog, I realized quickly the main reason we had to be there. Because it is so, so loud in Or Sameach, the baby really, really was able to hear what was going on and was awake and moving for all of Akafas. The baby especially kicked during me Pikel. It was so special, and several times I cried from joy, realizing that Baruch Hashem, Hashem allowed us to bring down an neshama, and whatever happens, I was able to expose my baby to Simchas Torah. I cannot explain the feeling of actually having a child with me at Simchas Torah davening. I felt whole and complete and like part of the community and part of the world in a complete way for the first time in 15 years. I kept just sitting still, enjoying that I was exposing the baby to Simchas Torah for the first time. And at 19 weeks, everyone said it was crazy, but it's so true. The baby was up and fluttering and kicking around for literally the entire few hours of Akafas. So no matter what happens, I was zocha to expose my baby to Simchas Torah. And what a holy baby. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Dayenu. At 22 weeks and 6 days, we had a major scare. It seemed that I had an amniotic fluid leak, and we went to the delivery room, as my doula had said to do, but they would not accept me because they only accept people at 23 weeks and 1 day. This was a huge bracha, even though it was difficult at the time, because it meant that instead of being kept overnight or for a week or two, because they were very freaked out in the delivery ward, we ended up in the emergency room where they are constantly trying to push people out. We were in and out within 3 hours and completely tested and told to go home for bed rest for a week. The symptoms disappeared within 4 days, Baruch Hashem. Another nace that we did not need to be unnecessarily in the hospital for a long period of time, and that we'd only missed it by 2 days. Baruch Hashem, Dayenu. In preparation for birth now, Bezras Hashem, I feel that every single thing we did and went through had a purpose. For instance, because we had so many guests and I worked full-time, etc., we basically spent 15 years learning how to work as a well-oiled machine to accomplish things together. I, as a person with ADD, have spent 15 years learning how to organize things so I don't have to stress out later. I have list upon list prepared for my husband for after birth, with everything from recipes of what we eat every day to exact instructions for how to clean for Pesach, how to plan a simcha based on my research, etc. What we need, what we don't have yet, and how to get it. Everyone keeps saying how I will have all I have time for is the baby. So I take that seriously, and I cook, Baruch Hashem, 2 months worth of Shabbos food for us so that we don't have to rely on others for our special diets, and made sure we did as much cleaning and preparations as possible. I keep saying, whoever invented the word nesting never heard of Chana Zahav. But in all seriousness, I have spent 15 years figuring out how to plan for chaos so I don't stress out about anything more than I have to. And it's all coming into play now. I cannot explain to you how grateful I am for the feeling of having life inside me. I've heard people complain about pregnancy my entire life, but nothing so far has been anywhere near as hard as infertility, not physically and not emotionally. And that is even with Baruch Hashem, what has been a very difficult pregnancy symptom-wise so far. I know birth is coming, B'ezrat Hashem, and I have a healthy respect for it, but I can honestly say I'm prepared to do whatever I have to bring this little life into the world, and I'm so grateful and honored for the blessing of being allowed to experience life inside of me and even the prospect of being allowed to experience birth. On my birthday recently, I wrote the following. Dear family and friends, Baruch Hashem, today is my 38th Hebrew birthday, and I have so much to be grateful for. But one thing I am grateful for is each and every one of you. I didn't realize how many people loved me and felt my pain as their own until this year. Why? Because it is one thing when people are sad for you when you're sad. But the number of people who cried for 10 to 20 minutes when I told them of something happy and took it as their own simcha in so, so many ways really, truly touched me. You know who really loves you? By those who are happy for you when you're happy. Even my oldest nephew said he feels as if it's his Ima who's pregnant. He is so excited. Thank you for your support when I've been down and up. Thank you for all of your true sadness and joy for me at the right times. Thank you for being in my life and for being such amazing, special, holy people. I'm very grateful to have each and every one of you in my life at all. You are each so, so special. I love you all, and I really, really mean it. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Hashem should bless each of you with all you need in absolutely every single way. Hashem should bless us all with peace and safety in Mashiach Bekarov. I also want to publicly thank Hashem. And as I can't do it truly publicly yet, I'm thanking those of you who know. I'm so, so incredibly grateful to Hashem that I am almost 25 weeks pregnant. I'm grateful that the baby kicked me a minute ago. I'm grateful that for two Friday nights, I was able to sing Kabbalah Shabbos to my baby while the baby was awake and moving. I'm grateful for being woken up in the middle of the night by rolling and kicking. And I'm grateful for every single moment in my life until now that has led to now, which does not feel wasted at the moment. Please God, all will go well. But I'm saying it publicly and I mean it. I'm grateful for just this. I'm grateful just for these months of carrying life in me. And grateful for having been Zocha to bring a Jewish neshama down into this world, no matter what happens. Although please God, it will be good. Thank you for everything. The following is a poem my husband wrote in 2007 after a bunch of failed medical efforts when we were married a little over 4 years. People always talk about infertility from the female perspective, but it affects men just as much. Tears by Tivi Zahav. We go out for Shabbos day. My wife and his have much to say. Her husband has not yet returned, so I seek a safer to learn. When across the house I hear the faint sound of a baby's cry. Even her mother does not hear, but I hear it, crystal clear. In seconds I am by her side. I sing to her, but her tears are not dried. Her pacifier she rejects. I make faces. What do I do next? I cannot feed you, I think to myself. I cannot change you, for I know not what shelf your mommy keeps the diapers on. So she cries on and on and on. This little girl I gently lift, and in an instant her mood does shift. She's fast asleep, she's crying no more, till father comes in through the door and takes this precious jewel away, for we must get the meal underway. My dear sweet wife is crying again. Another cycle has come to an end. I know it's not enough to say that the answer is not no, just not today. How I wish I could hold her tight, like that baby who slept that night, who slept like night, in my arms safe and sound in the refuge she had found. But even this is denied me by halacha, what sad irony. I choke back tears as she asks me sincerely, do you regret being with me? Do you regret the day we married? A more worthy wife could surely have carried a baby to term to call your own, instead of that girl who was only on loan. No, I don't regret it, not even a bit, even if forever alone we sit. A man must be strong, or so they decree, and never cry, so sue me. I want to end with this. Even I, who am experiencing this miracle, don't know how to comprehend the idea of what it means to be visibly pregnant at 38 years old and after 15 years of waiting. To not have one positive blood pregnancy test in 15 years and then have a baby inside me, an actual baby who is kicking and moving. I'm living a miracle, a real life miracle. And there's no denying the miracle that is happening literally inside of me. The only conclusion I can come to on every level is that Hashem did this, and there is no other explanation, and I have to try and somehow live my life, Hashem Yazor, with even more acute understanding, appreciation, and awareness that Hashem is real, and I owe so, so much more to Him than I can ever repay. And I'm saying this now to the world. My name is Chana Zahav, and I have experienced a complete 100% undeniable miracle. Yes, even in just having this pregnancy. And therefore, yes, I have a reason to do the right thing and try my best to keep the Torah, because I am in a relationship, a real relationship with the King of the entire universe. And yes, He loves me unconditionally, but we're in love. So why wouldn't I do what He's asking when He has given me so many gifts? I can never, ever repay them. I keep saying since I got pregnant that now I understand Mashiach can come in a second. I gave up on children. I was at the lowest point in my entire life, and I was pregnant a month later. I was in complete despair, and I was pregnant literally a month later. Hashem is real, and He listens, and He answers, and He knew I could not take a minute more of the Nisayon. So He took it away. If I can get pregnant after 15 years with a healthy baby, then Mashiach can come this second. Hashem loves us so, so much. Hodu Lashem ki tov for the good and what looks like the bad and everything in between. Hashem should bless us all with whatever Yeshuas we need. He should bless all of the childless couples with children, all of the single women with zivugim and children, everyone who needs a refuah with a refuah shlema bekarov, and all of the off-the-derech children should return to Hashem. And everyone else should have all they need. And most importantly, we should see Mashiach bekarov, because Hashem, Dayenu, we have so many brachas. But I don't buy that you can't bring Mashiach today and save everyone who is suffering so, so much more than I can imagine the way you have saved me. Today.